God for his blessings and
Amen.
Thank God for the talent that he's given us in this church. Amen. Praise the Lord that we got. I'm going to be honest with you. I think we got some of the best singers around. Amen. If you have your Bibles and you pray for me, I'm doing something this morning that I hadn't done in a while. Leviticus chapter 16. Y'all want to see my outline? David did a fantastic job this morning in Sunday school. I'm telling you, if you're not coming to Sunday school, you're the one that's missing out. Amen. You're the one that's missing out. You know what's the worst thing in church today? Apathy. We live a nonchalant life. We go about it nonchalantly. And that's the way we come to church.
God help. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, preach.
We treat God like he's our best buddy. And we only want him to come on the scene when we got something going on or we got some trouble going on. We want to use God as a spare tire. Y'all know how you use your spare tire. Most of you ain't checked on it in years. But when you need it, you need it. But let me ask you a question. What if you had to stand before God today? Think about that. What if you had to stand before God today, right now, without praying, if you had to stand before God right now, how would it be? Leviticus chapter 16, when you get there, let's stand. This was our Sunday school lesson this morning, and like I said, David did a great job, and I told somebody this the other day, anytime you preach, speak, or do anything like that, most time your ears are perking up, you're listening. I know Tony's done it, Clint's done it, David's done it, any of us that's ever, somebody will say something, Jackie, and you write it down because that's a thought that you want to go back and study. And David says something this morning that got my mind thinking on this, but let's read the scripture, then I'll get into the message. And the Lord spake unto Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered before the Lord and died. And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron thy brother, that he come not at all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, that he die not, for I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place. Look, for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering. And he shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and he shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with a linen mitre shall he be attired. These are the holy garments. Now listen, therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you, God, for the Sunday school hour. Lord, it was awesome. Thank you, God, for the songs that's been sung, God. They were awesome. Thank you, Lord. Lord, that we can feel your presence. And Lord, I ask your hand to be upon us right now, God, as we get into this message. God, guide my heart. Guide my mind. Lord, move me out of the way, God, because it ain't about me, Lord. And God, whatever's done today, God, I pray that everybody will see the real high priest. That's Jesus. Have your way right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Think about what had to be going through Aaron's mind as this day approached. Richard, think about what he had to be thinking about. He knew, Aaron knew he was getting ready to have to go in and open up that veil and step into the Holy of Holies.
That's right.
Where Almighty was at. Now, if you study the Bible and you study the Old Testament and you study the priesthood, we know that all this priestly garments that he would wear, he had the mitre, he had the breastplate, he had the robe, and that what the robe that he would put on, Clint, had pomegranates and bells around the bottom of it. That the bells were there so that when the high priest went into the Holy of Holies, if he was not holy, God would kill him. They tied a rope around the high priest, Alan, and if they didn't hear the bells ringing in a certain amount of time, they knew that something was wrong. They would drag the high priest out of there. Now, just think about what was going through his mind before this day when he knew, I'm getting ready to go between this veil. I'm getting ready to go into the presence of Almighty God. What would you do if that was you? How many changes would you make if that was you? Amen. Now the Bible goes in and the Bible says Aaron had to do certain things, and what we read, David, and what took David about 45 minutes to teach this morning, Tony, and what we can read in a matter of a few minutes took hours upon hours to do. This was not something that was just thrown together. This was not something that Aaron got up that morning with a smile on his face, told his wife, said, I'll be back in a minute. I'm going down there to offer sacrifices unto God. This was not something that was done nonchalantly. I believe when Aaron got before that water and Aaron was washing his... That brings me to my first point, the washing. Understand something. When Aaron got that water on his skin and he's trying to wash it, we know that was ceremonial, Greg. He was not washing his flesh, because we can't wash our flesh enough to be clean before God. But Aaron was doing a ceremonial. Aaron was doing, I'm getting ready to stand before God. I'm getting ready to have to go before God with the sins of the people. And I got to make sure that my sins are gone. I got to wash myself. I got to get ready. And that washing leads me to this. That's talking about salvation for you and I. We have got to be washed before we can ever come in contact with a holy God. The Bible talks about how that the water washes it. It's salvation when we get saved. That's what this is talking about. Understand something, folks. You'll never be able to come before God in an unholy state until you get saved. I don't care how much you pray. You listen to me. The Bible says that God only hears the prayer of a sinner when he's asking for forgiveness. We come to church and going through the motions. We're just living in the old way and think we're going to come in contact with God. No, you ain't. No, you ain't. I'm telling you right now, Aaron had to wash himself. Aaron had to prepare himself. He had to wash. There were certain things that Aaron could do. He had to go in accordance to the way that God said do it. The plan was laid out. And I'm telling you right now, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's the plan. You ain't getting to God. I don't care what they tell you on TV. I don't care what the Pope says. You will not get to God except you come through Jesus Christ. You must be washed. And this washing was something that was done ceremonial, and it was done every year, Clint. Clint made mention of something this morning in Sunday school. Let me tell you something, folks. Hey, 1 John 1, 9 says, when we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Once I get saved, I still got to be washed. Once I get saved, I still got to come and get my sins forgiven, because we're not going to be perfect. Amen? Nobody's going to be perfect. So that's the washing. Don't you know something else? There was a wardrobe that had to be worn. You just can't come before God any old way. I'm going to probably make some folks upset. This is church. This is God's house. Aaron had to be dressed accordingly when he went into the Holy of Holies. When he went, I'm going to be honest with you, I'd be ashamed to come down to the altar the way some people come to church dressed. This is God's house. You're coming before a holy God. I understand that. I realize I want to be, I'm not talking about not being comfortable, but I realize when I come to God's house, I ought to be look a little different. I ought to dress a little different. That was a wardrobe that had to be worn. It had to be in accordance with what the Word of God says. You're going before a holy God. Sometimes we come to God's house and we have things on our mind. We have troubles in our lives and we want God to answer our prayers. And we come up to an altar, and I'm just being honest with you. If somebody didn't get around you, I'd be ashamed to look down there on that altar because of the way some people are dressed. If you had to go before a holy God right now, I'm not talking about going home and changing clothes, but if you had to go to a holy God right now, how would it be? How would it be? I have no problem with people. Let me say, the way you dress at home is your business. This is God's house. This is God's house. And when I come before a holy God, I want that holy God to hear my prayers. David Aaron could have washed himself. I'm talking about scrubbed himself down with bleach, Brother Donald Boone, and not had the garments on the right way, and God would have struck him dead. Aaron could have done everything else right and went in there, not dressed according to Greg, and God would have killed him. Aren't you glad we live in a day of grace? Aren't you glad that God don't come down and strike us because we're stupid today? Aren't you glad that God don't come down and say, hey, you want to dress like the world? I love you. Hey, I'm telling you the thing, she sung that song. I'm glad he loves me anyway. But I'm telling you right now, folks, there's a way to do things, a right way and a wrong way. There was the washing, there was the wardrobe, but then there was the way. You notice when you study this, and David did a great job this morning. It was a bloody way. Sacrifices had to be made. The Bible says, we talked about the two goats this morning, one being the scapegoat and one being the sacrificial goat. And understand something, just because that scapegoat, Brother Tony, went out into the wilderness, we got to remember, and David brought it out real good, how they would lead that goat out, and as they would pass by the crowd, somebody would say, he's made it this far. But what we don't want to get our minds off of is, yeah, there's somebody on the other side over there that had to die for him to get that way. And for you to get forgiveness, there was somebody that had to die, and his name is Jesus. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sins. And you come this morning, and I'm telling you right now, you saved, your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and maybe you've not been living right. Maybe you've not been dressing right. I'm telling you right now, there's somebody on the other side that died so you could be sitting here this morning. And realize he loves me anyway. He loves me anyway. I love that song Olivia sang. And Brother Tony and these that play the Roman soldiers in the Easter play, they kind of get a little better glimpse of it. And what some of us do when they're having to beat Jesus in that play. And I realize it's just a play and they're just doing a part. But Brother Tony, I know it's got to go through your mind. Every time, Greg, you hit him with that whip, he loves me anyway. And you listen to me. No matter how far out in sin you are, no matter how bad you think you are, there's a God that loves you anyway. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hey, greater love than this hath no man, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Glory to God. He loved me. He loved me when I was out there in the hell holes of the world. He loved me when I got saved. He loved me when I fell on my face. He loved me anyhow. Glory to God. And he loves me today. It's got to be the way. It's got to be through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only way we'll ever make it to heaven. So the question is right now for you and me. This is why, Brother Tony, I had to get on that altar this morning. Dallas said something who's coming in. Dallas said, baby, think about it in Sunday school. What do you have to go through before you get up and preach the word to us? It all convicts me before it ever convicts you. And Kevin, I get on my knees. But let me ask you a question. Olivia, come back. Sing that song. If you had to stand before God right now, if you were the one having to go through the Holy of Holies right now, is there anything you'd like to change before you step in there and come face to face with a holy God? Let me tell you something. If you go back and study, and I believe David said it was chapter 10, Bible says Nadab and Abihu, which was Aaron's son, they were priests too. They went in and offered, the Bible just says, strange fire. And God killed them. You know what that was? Anything not lining up with the word of God. Anything that don't line up, Dale, anything that did not line up, hey, they might not have had the breastplate on. They might not have had the mitre. I don't know. But God killed them. Folks, let me tell you something. It's serious to stand before a holy God, and each and every one of us one day will. It might be sooner than you think. Bow your heads. God, we love you. And Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name.